Welcome to Sweet Like Pan Dulce. I'm your host, Gabriela Campos, a podcast where the magical powers of Pan Dulce bring creatives together for the ultimate chisme. Join me as we talk shop and spotlight the voices of small businesses. Happy 2019. I almost said 2018. But happy New Year's, everyone. I am so excited to be back because I have two new guests today. Yes, you are so lucky because I don't think they've had done a podcast with anybody, and I may be the first one. Hopefully, we'll see. So let's first off, shout out to our unofficial sponsor, Aranda's Bakery, for the delicious pan dulce. I picked up some today. I live literally down the street, so, you know, I had to support my friends. And our sponsor, Deep Eddy Vodka, they are sponsoring their really good grapefruit, what is it, Ruby Red? Deep Eddy Vodka today. So I'm mixing some drinks, a little squirt, a little Topo Chico, you know how it goes. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest. So first, we have Chef Evelyn. She's the chef and owner of Kin Concepts by Chef Evelyn. She's been on, you know, a little show called, it's on the Food Network called Chopped. And so she was the champion of the All Burger Meal Challenge. Super, super awesome. Super good. And now she has a chef in residency at Decatur Pop-Up Factory here in Houston that just opened up Friday, I believe. And so, yay. So let's clap for Chef Evelyn for being one of our guests. So our second guest is Chef Victoria Olizondo? Yeah, okay. So Victoria Olizondo is a chef and owner of Cochinita Co. And she is known for her infamous chicken pabil tacos because they are my freaking favorite. And they're, I think it's everyone, right, Hector?
They're so tiny, yeah. But they're so good.
Yeah, they're so good. I can eat like 10 of them.
13 of them.
Okay, 13.
13 equals one taco.
Yeah. And she is actually the sous chef at Decatur Pop-Up Factory. So she is partnering up with Chef Evelyn for that awesome residency there. So welcome, Victoria. Yay. Woo. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm so happy that y'all are here for 2019. I definitely wanted to bring somebody special for my first episode of the year, and y'all have totally made my day.
Aww,
first off, because y'all are chefs, and I freaking love food and y'all have such a great passion and good vibes, and I'm so happy y'all are here. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So Hector Garcia is actually one of our guests today too, so yay.
Hi guys.
Hi, hey. Hector.
I'm also a chef.
Of course.
I make a good taco.
Yeah, really?
Papa and egg.
How do you make it?
Weenie and egg.
Oh my god.
You just cut up the weenie and you fry it, right, with some olive oil.
I actually put some butter.
Maybe some onion and tomato in there, maybe.
That sounds very.
And then you mix the egg.
He's getting really bougie, guys.
Yeah,
exquisite.
Do y'all
eat weenie and eggs? They're like, hell, I don't think they should buzz it.
Yeah, they should have seen our faces. I'm not gonna lie, I used to as a kid.
Yeah,
but
not anymore.
What's
something for breakfast that y'all like to eat? Like something quick that you or your favorite thing.
Chilaquiles are good. I love chilaquiles. Mm. They're so good. And I like just a good fried egg.
Oh hell yeah.
Over anything.
Yes.
I love fried eggs.
Right?
Over anything. I think
in salsa.
Yeah. That like eggs can go with anything and everything, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Man, okay, so it's 2019. Y'all are my first guests, obviously, of the year. And I always think about, like, the new year always comes with resolutions, right? For me, it's new year, same me, just working on improving myself. I'm not changing anything about myself. I think a lot of people go into the new year as a clean slate, and I want to change all these things, and
that's
I don't want to be myself anymore. And I'm like, damn, I'm like, that's like every year.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, and it never lasts. No, it lasts like the first month, right? It's like whenever you go to the gym, like the first month is like super packed, and then the second month is like, there's nobody
the
there.
The worst time to go to the gym is in January.
I skip the gym.
Just go to the park.
It's not that bad this year, though.
Really?
Well, we talked about that, remember? That it's
just
probably
because
so many people are in the gym taking their, they go to step up their selfie game. There's not this big boom at the beginning of the year anymore because they all have memberships because they need that gym mirror to take selfies.
Yeah. You know what? Priorities. I was never do that because I don't think I feel the cutest when I go to the gym. So like, why am I going to take a selfie? Mm. And then it's just strange, like taking a selfie. Like I just feel people are watching. Like I know I watch people when they're like taking selfies. I'm like, really? I'm like, I wonder what they're thinking. You know,
funniest is the videos, like the videos of them working out.
Right. And that's weird, right?
And it's so strange.
Like you should be there to work out.
Like placing the camera. Like I can't even like visualize myself doing that. Uh-huh. Like setting it all up, right? Like, okay, the camera has to be right here. Yeah. Is it like angled right? Like, you know, I'm sure these people are like,
or like here,
take
hold
like
the camera.
10, 20 minutes
or like
to
you
even
make
do
your
that,
friend,
right?
Yeah. You make your workout friend like film for you. All right, film this for me. I bet they feel stupid, right? Like filming you.
I know.
I recorded after myself once doing a split at the gym. I'm not going to lie.
The splits?
Dang, yeah, girl. That's just because I wanted to show up.
Hey, boy, hey. Well, that's the thing. Like,
hey, look at my talent.
Wow.
But
hey, and that was it. And then she just walked right out.
And yeah. She left.
I was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. You pulled in the 15-minute parking.
I'm tired.
I stretched.
This was really good.
It didn't come out
at the first time. No. I had to do it like 3 times. Yeah. And by the 3rd time, I was done. I was like,
so that was a good workout.
You were worn out?
Yeah, I was worn out.
You can really do the splits?
Yeah. Like,
no, seriously.
Yes.
A lot of people. Oh, I can't.
It's gonna take her
no, it's very rare.
You look at me like, can you?
It's because it's rare that I know anyone that can actually do the splits.
Well, a lot of people.
So, like, I'm getting, like, that's
It's not
that's
any
awesome.
Special talent. You just have to stretch a lot. Like, I don't work out as much as I used to, so I don't stretch a lot anymore. So, it's hard.
Were
but
you any cheerleading or anything like that growing up? Or
I was
that
in
you
the
had to do that?
Dance in all through high school.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So do y'all have any New Year's resolutions this year?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. No. Well, I mean, for me, we started 2019 with this new project, so I'm just excited to explore it more and then just, you know, make it big.
Because like, y'all are there for 6 months?
Yeah, we're there for 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
But the plan is to, you know, work
you might
on this
need to
concept.
Get a little closer.
Get on this concept and kind of solidify it and then hopefully move it into its own space.
I see.
So that's my plan for that concept. And then I'm also very excited to just grow Doyen's Dinners as well, which is like the dinner series. Yeah,
I can't
so
wait
really
to talk
excited.
About that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to grow that as well.
Yes. ¿Y tú? Victoria.
Well, I'm trying to be a little bit more organized.
Me too.
Yeah. I
me too.
Feel
I
like.
I gotta work on that.
What's that new Netflix series that's on right now with the little Asian lady?
Yeah. I wanted to watch it last night.
Girl, it's so
tired.
Good. What? Like, she shows you how to fold your like clothes in the drawer.
Girl, like, no. I meant like.
Like, no, my house will still look a mess.
That'll be like my business, my life, girl. Like,
I meant my life.
Well, girl, look into that Netflix series too, because
but yeah,
it
but
starts with that too.
But I will. Her name is Mary Kondo. Oh,
okay.
Well, I am. I'm still gonna. I still need to organize my. Well, I guess it works that way too. Like they say that when you have your house or like your closet or yourself organized, you
then everything else is kind of
bleeds into everything else.
So maybe I should start in my closet and then progress.
Baby steps.
But what do you really want to get organized?
Well, I have a lot of ideas all the time and projects and stuff, but I'm not very good at always bringing them to life.
Okay.
So definitely like working with Evelyn and helping her out in all of her projects has helped me out a lot because she's like a doer. She's like, I want to do this. And then the next day she's like, okay, so I contact this and this and that, and we already have a place and this and this.
And
I'm
following
like,
through.
Oh my God, she's making it happen.
No,
And I'm really good at once, you know, it sounds bad, but like
following up and just supporting and helping and everything. But I also feel like I need to, you know, not just plan, but actually do what I say that I'm going to do. And definitely, like, working with her has been a lot of help, because it's been, you know,
it kind of rubs off on you.
To, like, be that way too with my own stuff as well as her stuff.
I'm a firm believer, when you're around people that are in the same field, you know, like, you have to do that. You have to, and like, have
same
those people
field,
around
same
you.
Energy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Or
not
like people that I like. There's things with Victoria that she's really good at, and I'm just like rubbing up on her. I'm like, can I like get some of that knowledge?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I'm like, because you're so good at that, I'm just like, teach me.
I have no clue.
I try to surround myself with people like that.
Yeah, and we're very lucky that we're in the same industry, because we just we speak the same language, but you don't have to do the same thing. It's just about the energy, like being hanging around with the right people and that are pushing you to do your best. And then, like, whenever you start complaining, they're like, she's like, shut the fuck up.
I hate complaining. From anybody, I don't care who you are.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's been, I feel like, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, but I'm really excited about this year. I feel like I started off in the right.
I'm so excited for you. Like, I met you about almost two or three years ago through HD Expos Babes, and you did our pop-up and you were our first food vendor. Yeah. And it's fun to kind of follow your journey from 3 years ago now until now. And it's like, you've grown so much. I've gotten to know you, like, and your business. And it's just really cool.
It's like, you don't... time goes by so
fast.
And you get so caught up like working, but like right now that we're doing this, like I'm thinking back, and Hector was actually the first one. I didn't know what pop-ups were. I didn't know. I had no idea what that was.
I was trying to remember how we met.
Met like, he gave me my first gig at a dog pop at the Raven Tower.
Was that the first time?
I had to go by a tent. And I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, that's for everyone.
We were just first. I had just partnered up to open up a food truck, and we already had the food truck and everything, and we were trying to raise money to like finish up all the little details and the permits and everything. And in the meantime, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do caterings. And I started. Before I got into this, I was doing marketing, so I loved like being in social media and everything. So I had already put up some stuff on our Instagram page. And I think that's how Hector contacted me. Or I contact you. I don't remember.
I think you responded to me looking for food vendors for that
event.
And then immediately I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Like, okay. And then from there I met you. And then from there I started doing pop-ups. And then I met Chef Evelyn.
Yeah.
And it's just been like one. I mean, I was supposed to have a food truck. And, you know, and I was a little down that I didn't go that route. But then... because of that, I ended up doing this, and I think I like it better.
You know, your business and your idea of your business is always going to evolve. It's not always going to stay the same.
Yeah.
And if it stays the same, then you're not growing. So you're definitely growing.
Or if it's not or it's okay if it doesn't go the route that you expected
it to go. Like, your plan is always going to change. You know, you may have, in the beginning of the year, this is what's going to happen, and you just never know the people that you're going to meet, you know, the events that you're going to be at. Like, you just don't know. You can't expect your plan to work, and it ends up working out better than you expected, which is great. And I feel like that's happened for you too, and for a lot of us, really, to be honest. But so she met you.
Yeah. And then, after that,
then you referred her to
You started getting like all these. Everyone wanted you to be
you
a vendor.
Right. I was like, okay, well, I guess now that I have a tent, I'm gonna go get a sign. And
like all these things you have
and
to
lights,
get.
Lights. And then you need lighting.
I learned a lot. It was it's a fun journey.
So how did you two meet though?
Well, I mean, through the pop-up scene. So for me.
Were you popping up at one point at Liberty Station?
Yeah.
That's when I first met you. That was right after, and that's when I first met you. Now it's all coming back because you were promoting as being on.
Oh, the Chop Show.
Yeah.
When was that? What year was that?
That was about 3 years ago.
Did you win any money?
Oh, yeah. So how did that work? Well, like, what was the experience of that? Like, so how did you even go about
what happened, Evelyn?
Yeah, tell me.
Where is it?
Yeah. Like, how? What was like the application process, or even like what made you want to do the show?
I mean, not that I'm old now, but I mean, it was 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, I was like 25, so I was very young. But at the time, I was working at this Singaporean restaurant, and my chef, Larry, who's amazing, he's a mentor of mine, but he's always been, like, very, like, a cheerleader for me. He's like, no, you should do this, you should do that, go check this out. He was just like, I live vicariously through you, is what he always said. So we would always talk about, like, food shows and stuff like that, and he's like, you should try it out, you should just do it. And I'm like, I just professionally started cooking. I'm like, well, I don't know.
And was this here or
in New York?
In New York. Okay.
In New York. Yeah. And then one night we were just watching it, and I was just like, you know what? Larry told me to do it. I'm just gonna freaking do it. And then I went online and I just applied for it. And then I didn't hear back from them for like after a year. I was a sous chef at that point.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I was at a different restaurant. And they just called me up and they're like, oh, we're just wondering if you still wanted to participate on Food Network. I was like, oh my God, Food Network. I'm like, holy crap.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, and they're so like, cool. I'm like, yes.
Did you have to send pictures of your food or video or anything?
Yeah. No, actually, so it's filmed in New York.
Right.
So when you do apply for it, they'll ask for your resume. So I just sent in my resume and then just like a little spiel about me. Mm-hmm. And then once they called me, they set up like an on-camera interview, but it's really just to get like your story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like how you started cooking, mm-hmm. and you know, where you at, and you know, why you like cooking, mm-hmm. pretty much. I think they're just trying to figure out your story.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like a big part of the show. And I figure, I'm pretty sure they're just like, well, if she applied, she must know something,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. Or she wants to go make a fool of herself. Yeah. Okay, good for you too.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, okay.
It's entertainment.
So, yeah, entertainment. So then after that, yeah, they emailed me back. They were like, yeah, we would love to have you. This is the episode and all that. But then after we shot it, I had to like keep it in for like 4 months. Oh, I did tell my parents.
Oh, because nobody was supposed to know?
Yeah, you couldn't say anything. So then I just have to like keep it a secret for another 4 months. But I did. I'm going to tell my parents.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, come on.
I have to tell somebody.
Are the episodes that you were on online, like on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah. They're on YouTube.
What's your last name?
Garcia.
Oh, hey, what's up, Garcia? That's my people right there.
Yeah. Hi, cuz.
Hey. We're related somehow down there.
You're my tío. Tell my tío. Yeah. Tell tío what's up.
Okay. But yeah, it's still on there. I get emails. I mean, not emails, but like text messages from like people when they'll do the reruns. I was like, oh, I guess my episode's on today.
Oh, that's cool. Tight.
So like mostly on holidays, I'll get those texts.
Wait, so how far did you get?
I won.
She won.
See, yeah. I don't know this.
You didn't hear my introduction? She won. The all burger meal.
Wake up.
I'm not paying attention because I'm a sound engineer over here.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a man.
My focus is on the sound
right
now.
And you're a man.
He has selective hearing.
This is awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
He's so like, exciting. All right.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was like very exciting, but at the time I was a sous chef at a restaurant. So I didn't really like flaunted, I guess, or like mm-hmm. didn't say anything. I was just like, well, I'm still working under this chef and I'm still like, that was my priority. So I was just put my head down and just kept working. And then once I moved back home, I was just like, okay, well, now I can show off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right. And like my whole career has been in New York. So coming back home, I lived in New York for 10 years. So coming back home was just like, so no one knows who you are. And then, I mean, I started at a few restaurants, but I was just like, I really just want to work on my brand and on my next step and what I want to do, which has always been my plan. But I didn't know I was going to stay so long in New York. But yeah, my parents almost lost hope. They're like, are you sure you're coming back? Are you sure? And then also, I'm like, I'm coming. They're like, okay. They're like, okay, finally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was exciting just to, I mean, I love Houston, and I came here as much as I could, mm-hmm. at least just for the weekends and stuff, especially because all my family's here. So, I'm super excited to be back home, and it's exciting to see that, you know.
That's awesome.
The that Houston loves what I'm doing, so I'm very excited.
I'm glad you moved
add
back.
On. Yay! I met Victoria.
What's y'all's view on the whole restaurant scene of Houston? Yeah. Like when you came back to Houston, were you
it's
like,
definitely
oh man,
has
it's
changed
so
oh
my much, God. So fast. I can't keep up.
Well, from 10, really? Well now it's what, 12 years ago? From 10 years ago, I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're becoming a city, you know?
It is.
A foodie city, or at least seen by other people. Mm-hmm. I thought we always had good food,
right.
But you know.
I just starting to recognize us more. Yeah.
Like when people ask me about it, I think this is how I compare it. I used to think that going to Austin was like
exactly.
the thing to the place to go eat and you know the foodie scene. And now it's like I don't really have to leave.
It's like no, you guys come to Houston.
There's like a new restaurant opening like every month
all
over here.
All the time. I know.
But they're all different.
It is. Like the concepts are all different. They're run by well-known owners. They know what they're doing. Yeah. Like, there's just so many people opening up different restaurant concepts. You
know? I mean, even Chef Evelyn's new concept, like the Decatur Bar. Yeah. I don't know any. I might be wrong, but I don't know of any other restaurant that's doing like Southeast Asian infusions or like.
Yeah.
I mean, to that extent. Yeah. Especially, I mean, I guess in Houston, because we have such good. Like Vietnamese and Korean and like Chinese, you can specifically go to restaurants and get.
You know how to make bun
tit
nung?
Yeah.
You make a mean bun tit nung, the number 32. Can you make the number 32?
Depends where you go.
With an egg, and then you just put it over easy egg on top.
Yeah.
Done. Boom.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Like I mean, it's just.
And then some weenies. You cut up some weenies.
And
some
you and your weenies.
Your weenies. He's the weenie boy.
You can keep the weenies.
So would you say that's your style? This like the Southwest Asian like style.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cuisine I just enjoy eating. Like I love Thai. I love Malay. I love Vietnamese. So I just kind of. Took it upon myself to try to learn as much as I can. I mean, I'm still learning. I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I took the plunge and I'm just like, I just want to learn as much as I can. But at the same time, it felt very homey to me because they use spice and lime and fresh herbs.
Yeah.
A lot of seafood. So, like, it's very familiar to Latino cuisine. So it wasn't, like, too weird for me to... get interested and look into Southeast Asian food other than like the fermented products.
Okay. And she's been to Southeast Asia.
Yeah. And then I love traveling. So I've been through most of Southeast Asia.
Keep it together.
Sorry. No more deep eddy.
I'm just eating pandusa. The pandusa got in the way.
Not even the deep eddy.
Trying to get the marranito and be like, let me get that.
But yeah, I mean, I love traveling and I knew... In New York, I had cooked in like Thai and Singaporean restaurants. And to myself, I was like, okay, so I'm learning all of these cuisines, but yet, like, I still haven't traveled.
And that's important,
there.
Right?
Like, I feel like I need to understand their culture as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And why they cook the way they cook and why they blend those flavors together. So I try to travel as much as I can. And I actually, through chef friends as well, I mean, I'm very blessed for sure. But I was able to set up stages in Bangkok. So I worked in Bangkok for 2 months, and that was amazing. I still don't know Thai. Didn't learn a word. But everybody's so sweet, so nice. Like, they couldn't communicate with me either. But in my mind, I was like, well, it's in the kitchen. Like, we'll figure it out, you know.
Chop.
Number 32.
They're like, look at this.
I know how to speak Thai.
Yeah.
Number 32.
They're like, look at me. Chop this, do that. I was like, okay, I'm just following their lead. And they were so sweet, and I learned so much. And then, I mean, their food is just amazing. So now it's like kind of a fusion with my background being Mexican and Salvadorian, and then having all those similarities. Like, it comes easy to me to blend those flavors.
Yeah.
Because I've tried to, I mean, I'm still learning again. I've tried to learn as much as I can from their cuisine and then what I grew up eating. So now it's I don't really like the word fusion, but
I mean, I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, because there's no other word. We need to come up with another word.
How do you describe it?
I call it Southeast Asian inspired.
Oh, okay. That sounds better.
It's inspired because fusion, I feel like
you're not
like
combining two
Korean taco.
Yeah, like
bulgogi taco.
Oh my goodness, this stuff.
Or yeah,
right. A Thai pupusa. I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Like, which I do those too.
Maybe.
But
do you have any ideas on improving upon the buntitnung? No.
The
only reason I bring it up is it's a legitimate question. It's my favorite Vietnamese meal.
Yeah.
But it's perfect. It's already perfect, I think. But
well, wait,
how would you make it if you had to? Or is that putting you on the spot?
You need time to think. Me on the spot, man.
What do you really mean in the kitchen?
I know. She's like, I need to be in the environment. Yeah. And like,
look at my spices.
Yeah.
Watch me do this.
Yeah. I mean, for me, honestly, even like coming up with menus and stuff, like just going into the grocery store, or going to the farmer's market and like seeing all the product, that's what inspires me.
So where do you like shopping?
I mean, definitely farmer's markets. I love using local products and then see, you know, what's in season and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I go to Hong Kong market a lot. Mm. 99 mm-hmm. Ranch.
Yeah.
For all like, you know, the fermentedy saucy stuff. Mm. Yeah. And then just seeing like kaffir lime leaves and chilies and lemongrass and stuff like that. So like that, I love going into those stores. I mean, sometimes I don't even have to buy anything. I'll just go in there, walk, and I'm like, oh, okay.
See what they have.
Like on the like on the movie
like
Chef.
Like at Target.
Yeah.
Or like on Chef. He just goes and he figures it all out while he's there, right?
Yeah, it's just so inspiring.
Get in
Seattle?
In Seattle in crap.
No, they also I was
where they throw the fish.
I was in Montreal for an event a few years ago and they had a really cool like hip. I mean,
so it's
I'm doing air quotes.
Market.
No, and it was a hit market.
Seems like it's gonna be a. I mean,
had a coffee shop inside.
We have to have one. I mean, we're already like going to be the top city like with the food.
Well, the Canino market was just that.
But I just wish it was somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
they
in
have
the space.
To, like, take it away. I mean, we could just have both. Thank you.
Airlines almost kind of want inside the loop is one of the last little places because you have the market, then next door you have the place that sells.
But
I don't
it's
know
really
who runs
unique.
It.
I mean, you.
No, everything is there. Like, I mean, El Bolio's over there. There's Connie's has been there forever.
And then that place next to Canino's, they. He sells
spice,
a lot
it's
of
a spice.
Yeah, Granino's.
Yeah,
I love their.
I love their store.
But he sells a lot of structural stuff, like for your hot dog cart or ice cream.
Oh, there's other
Mexican
places
ice cream
there.
Cart.
Yeah, down there.
Well, I got all of my
kitchen equipment,
clay pots, and from not from them, but like it's another shop that's right on Airline across the street.
Let's boycott the construction. Stand
no,
in front
sad,
of the track.
I grew up in, I mean, I literally live in that area, and it's just, it's sad to, I mean, it's sad and exciting to see a change, you know? Because, I mean, it was always considered like the hood, and now it's all coming up, which is fun, because cool things are going to be closer to home.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't want that to change, because then I lose that just.
It's a special
place. It's like it takes you back. Maple. Like there's nothing like it other than
there
like going down to like the flea market further down Airline, but there's not anything like that. There's no produce like that or an open market.
No, you're walking in the hallway and you look one way and you have all these fruits and vegetables, and you look the other way and it's all like bags full of spices that you don't necessarily find easily at the market.
Not at all.
Did you see the tea ones like there's a tea for hangover, there's a tea
really?
For passion, there's a tea for every like concentration. I don't know, I've always wanted to try one.
Wow.
I'm not gonna tell you which one.
Where's the this is at the market.
Which one's the one you
tell
wanted
me.
There's tea for like all kinds of problems. I'm like,
a tea will just
one.
Take care of it. Don't worry.
Aphrodisiac you can say whatever you want on our
they
show.
Have,
right?
No, for real.
They have all these teas for like everything. Like
la del amor.
The love. Oh, yeah, there's a love tea.
There's always a love one.
Ooh,
right?
Maybe I'll need to have a love tea at the Decatur. Be like,
I need a money tea.
Oh, me too.
You'll
amiga.
Sell the love tea on Valentine's weekend.
I'm not interested in the love tea.
Play a lot of Barry White.
You're like sugar daddy tea.
You're like that love one, just toss it. It's fine.
Like whatever.
Wow, sugar daddy tea. Huh. Okay.
Okay, let's work on it.
wait. Maybe this is a new product, guys. We're working on something.
Yeah.
Oops. We speak too much. much.
Y'all let too much out of the bag.
Now they know our secrets. Yeah. They know their next product.
No brainstorming on the show. Somebody's going to take it.
Oh, man. No, yeah, that market's awesome. Oh, it just reminds me of when I was younger. Yeah, we're definitely going to miss it.
But then there's also people that are like mad about it, and then you're asking, okay, when was the last time you were there?
True.
Very true.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, if you're, they're always going to close places down, and then there are always people on Facebook that get mad about it, and then you ask them, like, when was the last time you were there?
Right. Like, I have friends that are mad about the new HEB being built on Shepherd.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about that HEB.
And it's replacing a Fiesta, right? And
there's Fiestas everywhere.
I've heard that same argument. It's like, man, you never even used to go to the Fiesta when it was there.
Yeah.
So why are you crying?
Which one?
On Shepherd near 23rd.
One? Yeah. They don't even sell anything there. No, is the liquor one? Is it the liquor?
No, that one they didn't sell alcohol because it was in a dry area. They tore it down, remember, by my old house?
The Fiesta that I go to is off an airline in 45, the giant one.
But they're never going to get rid of that one. Always packed.
Yeah, I used to go to the one.
That's like Little Mexico over there.
What is it, Memorial? No, it's the 99
You
Ranch.
Go find a husband over there at that one.
What?
Yeah.
At Memorial.
Oh, I know. Okay. We're all the doctors.
They sell the sugar daddy tea at that one.
The Asian doctors be shopping at 99 Ranch. Let's go over there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. There you go, Hong Kong market.
Yeah, you know what? I love H Mart too. Yeah, they have that little bakery. I don't know what the name of the bakery is.
Oh, it's Vietnamese and Korean. Bake shop. Yeah,
girl, they have these cakes. It's almost like an angel cake.
Oh, we went. You
it's
took
like
me
really
there.
Light. Yeah. Like everything is nothing too sweet. I love the branding too, but the cakes, I used to always get like birthday
uniforms.
Cakes. Oh, I love the uniforms. I just love it. And
they look like little munchkin.
They're but cute. I love that.
Yeah, their bread is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I love that they're not that sweet.
No, everything is just, well, you know what? Pan dulce is almost the same way. Like, pan dulce is not very sweet if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like compared to European dessert.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that are real rich.
Really rich. Sugar. Everything is rich.
Well, I mean,
because I could eat like 8 of these conchas and be.
Of course you can.
And my sugar levels won't go up too much. I won't need insulin.
That's what really you think.
Until
that's
after
what you
five
think.
Or six.
Oh, but all those carbs though.
Carbs turn into sugar.
Hector. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Just let go of the
so like they were talking to me. Right? You know how when y'all go to the market and the food talks to you?
See?
The little Quirinito was talking to me. He was like, hey, you're hungry, right?
Eat
me.
I have a marronita in the bag. You can have that later. I didn't put it all on there.
Mm. You can't do that.
No fun to say.
It's her favorite.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have two in there. You can take one home. Oh, okay.
You're good.
You're like, oh, thank God.
Oh, God. The marronito's your
freaked
favorite?
Out.
Yeah. Okay, bien. What's your favorite pan dulce?
Conchas.
Yeah. High five. Especially when they're fresh.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
I've only had that experience once in my life because I got to the panaderia just in time, like right when they took them out. Because I never know. Like, I don't know the times. I should ask. But, man, it was so soft. Like, girl.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap. I just did a bag full of conchas. I was like, screw it. They're fresh. Yeah. I'm never probably ever going to have this moment in my life. You know?
That happened to me once. And, like, I saw it coming out of in the little cart.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed, like, two or three of them and I took a bite out of one. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And I finished the whole concha before I even got to the kettle.
I'm like,
there's one.
So there's two. Just add one. Yeah. It's in here.
So how do y'all eat y'all's marranito? Let's see if everybody eats them the same. I have a certain way of eating
the little
mine.
Legs first?
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
I go head first.
I go head first too.
You just
that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I think that's talking a little bit
that's
too
another
much about
that's
us.
That's the other show. Hey, that's the other
Maybe
show.
Maybe that's why we're friends.
Well,
you just rip the whole head off? You don't even just start little, like tear off the little legs or the ear?
No, just stir it all up.
Yeah.
All right.
They're funny.
That's tight. Yeah, like I'll go and I'll be waiting in line. I'll just rip off a leg and then another leg. And by the time I get to the lady, she sees them already started eating. She puts it to the side and then puts it last because she knows like.
Oh, you put it back?
Oh, well, I'm eating it while it's
on
in
her
my
tray.
Oh, okay.
And if I don't finish it,
Wait, that's horrible.
They know.
Like, who the hell does that shit? So if you go, if I ever saw anybody, I would be like, yeah.
Well, now if you go to the bake shop and you see like legless pigs,
yeah. who's
there? I was test tasting.
Ector was here.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. So let's talk more about Decatur.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about y'all's menu. It just opened Friday. I was so grateful to go to one of y'all's soft openings, and it was so cool. So thanks for the invite.
No, for
Hector came with me, and we tried the chicken sandwich, which is really good.
That was good.
And the LARP salad, which is really good. I love that. It was so many good flavors.
Yeah, it's so spicy. Yeah,
it's
definitely your favorite.
And what's good is that it's almost like eating like a taco, right? Like
yeah, it's a little rice wrap and everything. Rice, yeah.
And I love how the lettuce kind of just balanced it out, like the spiciness.
Yeah.
You know, and like the cool lettuce, you know, it had a lot of texture. I loved
it. Korean style, basically, right?
Well, that one's actually Thai style, but yeah, Koreans love to do the grilled meats and lettuce.
Yeah.
So, like, play with the hot and cold.
Yeah, I love that. I love that combination.
Yeah.
Mm. And then we had some drinks. So, I had...
We had the beer nuts.
Oh, we had beer nuts too, which
tasted like beer nuts.
Which tasted like
it's somebody.
Well,
somebody,
that's a new name. We call them bar nuts.
Oh, bar nuts.
Oh, I was like, but you're thinking about actual beer nuts.
I was. Are there?
there are beer
what's
nuts.
What's in those?
Can you, I
like
the ones we have.
I like the garlic that was.
What's
in
the bar nuts?
Okay, so the bar nuts. It's fried garlic, fried kefir lime leaf. It has sugar, salt, and chili flakes.
Okay. I love the garlic was that was in it. It was super
they're
good.
Addictive.
Yeah, they're addictive.
Okay, so I got to back up then.
Okay.
Because I got it confused with beer nuts. But
what are beer nuts?
I don't know.
So you're basically seasoning your own peanuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, we make them in house.
So I'm corrected.
So we actually
I thought
fry
it was a beer nut
too.
Type of blend.
And you know what? Maybe that's what the guy told us, because there was a guy there, and he's like, "You have to try." And I want to say, did he say bar nuts or beer nuts?
He probably said bar nuts, but I was hearing beer nuts.
Yeah, so we had that, and then we had out of the drinks, we had the banana slam. So it was like an old fashioned.
Yeah, that one's my favorite.
Drink. That was really good.
You need
really
water.
Boozy.
I'll get your water.
Yes, it was. And then we had a Thai drink, which it had like. The tapioca balls in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
it was
called.
It was like Thai tea. I forgot the name, but it has the boba and the cookie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I think Hector and I were like, well, what's the name of it? So we just called it the Thai massage. So that's a new name
there
for that Thai drink.
Okay.
So Decatur, that's your new drink.
You're
the
welcome.
Thai massage.
You're welcome.
Yeah, call it the Thai massage.
Yeah.
You sell a lot of them.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
We went to go get a massage.
Oh, like see.
Like a week ago.
We were so tired.
Yeah,
no.
Everything hurt.
Yeah. I mean, it opened Friday, but we've been working on this for a while.
Yeah, no, I bet.
So y'all got Thai massages?
How did that go?
It was...
Where were we at? At West Park?
It was a very interesting...
What?
No.
Not those massages, Dr. Garcia. A legitimate massage.
Okay.
Yeah, so y'all, how was y'all's experience with the Thai massage?
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
It was great.
Relaxing.
That's it. It was good.
They beat you up, man.
So back to Decatur. Yeah, so back to Decatur. So tell us about y'all's menu. I know that's not the only thing that's on y'all's menu, because I looked at y'all's menu, and it's I want to do the reservation part of it.
Yeah.
But tell us about Decatur. Tell us about everything.
Yeah, so Decatur, first of all, it's a bar. Mm-hmm. So you come right in, huge bar. There's an awesome patio area as well. But then on the side, right in front of the kitchen, we have a 30-seat restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I want
to comes
do.
To live on Friday and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And there we do a Southeast Asian-inspired menu, and it's family style. So you get to, I mean, they're communal tables. They're three communal tables, and it's 10 people per. So it's more of an experience, definitely.
Yeah.
The food, I mean, it's exciting to, like, put the food and have people taste it. But it's also definitely, I feel like it's 50% food and then 50% the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to sit around with other people that are as excited to be there. And then just get to meet some new people, new faces. And
it just opens up conversation.
Yeah, it
right?
opens up conversation. And then I come out each course and I get to speak to you guys. It's very... intimate?
Intimate. Yeah,
intimate. So I get to talk to you guys like where our product is coming from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so excited. And I love like not educating people, but letting you guys know about like where everything's coming from and why I decided to pair things together. Just kind of like a little, give you a little more information on the menu. So for me, it's really exciting to go out there and to be able to talk to you guys and reach out to
and
to
that's the special guests. Too. Like that yeah, all that. Comes with the experience of reserving and how many courses is it?
It's 4 courses.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then everything comes in like shareable platters and you get to share it. It's just an awesome experience.
Are you
it's
sharing
like,
with the whole table?
Yeah, you're sharing
with
the table.
Like, hey, pass that. Yeah. Pass the number 32. No,
take it up.
Pass the weenies. Pass the weenies. And eggs.
More weenies, please.
No, she's not serving weenies.
I bet you'd
be if I did, I'd be making it myself.
No,
yeah.
I bet y'all could cook a mean, like crazy weenie taco egg thing.
What?
He's yeah,
because y'all chefs, y'all can make anything sound like taste amazing.
Oh, it's like a challenge, like a TV show challenge.
Your mystery ingredient is a weenie.
Yeah, the weenie. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God!
Oh Lord.
99-cent pack of weenies, too.
Oh, my God.
Not the good weenies.
Not even the good weenies.
The 99-cent weenies.
Oh, no.
Put them in the trash can.
No.
Heat up the tortilla.
And that's it. Bon appetit. So what's on y'all's 3-course menu?
4 courses.
Oh, 4 courses.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be changing weekly. So I'm working on a new menu now, actually.
So that means I have to come every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Every week,
so every week is gonna be changing. Yeah, so every Friday, Saturday, we have a menu, and then part of that, like our menu gets printed out. It'll have like the weekend that it was made, and then it comes in like this little clear sheet. Like it's very well for me as a chef. Like if I have a dinner and I absolutely love it, like I love keeping the menu.
Oh yeah, it's a memento.
So we were going through like my books last night. We were trying to go through my cookbooks. I have like a little
shelf.
Yeah, bookshelf in the restaurant, and I opened my Alinea one, and it had my Alinea menu, and I was like, oh my God, I remember. I mean, this was years
ago. That's fun. I love that idea. Yeah,
it's so like one of the top restaurants in
Chicago, yeah.
What's it called?
United States.
Alinea.
Alinea?
Yeah, but it's like super, super modern, and it's like 18 courses.
Yeah.
And it's like a 4-hour really meal. Yeah.
The coolest thing is like when one of the servers goes to the kitchen
stay closer.
And they tell Evelyn to sign the menu because one of the guests want their menu signed. It's like,
I want that.
I know.
Man, that's big time.
I'm like, I'm blushing, but I have so much concealer that you can't tell.
Yeah, I get so happy for her.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's very cute. It's. I mean, it's just awesome to have that connection with people.
That's important.
And then, in...
I can't wait to be off so I can actually be in the dinner.
Like, so
which
can
is
I
never
going to
happen.
I know, it's like me and you're the ones doing it.
Yeah.
So what's the other cooks what's on the menu this weekend?
So a little bit about this week's menu.
Or is it a secret?
It's a secret. No. Okay. There's no secret, but I'm definitely going to have a pork jowl grilled salad. So pork jowl is like the neck of the pork.
Okay.
So it has like meat and it's like really fatty, but it's none of the like, it's more like texture. It's not like the, you know, the like
chewy,
pork belly.
Slimy, like,
yeah.
That's like the fat. It's I'm eating on fat.
Yeah.
No, not that.
Like not
it's
meat,
tasty fat.
Yeah, okay. It's tasty fat.
Yeah. It's melt in your mouth.
Ooh,
fat.
Yeah. Yeah. If you like food, you totally are down
do,
for that.
Girl. I'm like so open-minded about food. I feel like I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why I was so excited to have y'all. Because I feel like I have an inner foodie in me. Like
I know it's in there.
I love going to new restaurants and trying new things. And just, it's just the whole environment. Like the restaurant itself, the waits, you know, the decor, the environment, you know, then the food, the drinks. Like it all plays a part, right?
Yeah.
But y'all, the build out for the Decatur restaurant, because it used to be Beavers.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I love the neon sign. I love the kind of like the mirror brick wall on the back.
Yes.
I love that accent, the plants. I loved it.
It's I think the new, like the renovations, just it gives it such a good energy. Like it feels so good in there.
Does.
Like so chill.
Yeah.
You just want to go hang out.
Yeah, it's clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Because before it was I mean, it was
cool. Like barbecue and American food.
There wasn't really so anything clean, like
and white and the new
it's
furniture.
It's very modern. It's a good vibe. Like, I love it.
Yeah, it definitely has good vibes.
Okay, so back to the menu.
Okay. You're like, so food.
Yeah. So back to food.
So that's one of the dishes I'm working on. And then I'm also doing a Masaman curry dish, and I'm very excited for that. I love Masaman curry. So it's like a coconut-based curry. Mm. And then it has like nutmeg and cinnamon and clove. Yeah, and fennel seeds. Delicious. So it has like all the warm spices. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that. And like I'm probably going to do crispy herbs and... Yeah, I'm still like halfway through the menu. And then we were just working on some stuff last night too.
Yeah.
Oh. With a little bit of Indian flair too. So
I'm excited. I am so excited. I am learning so much because, as you know, my thing is Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very new for me and I'm learning so much from her. It's really exciting. Yeah. I love everything I've tried.
And it's great to learn, you know, new things. You know, you never know if you're going to incorporate some of the things that you learned from, you know, Evelyn, and same with you, you know.
Yeah,
you just
I know.
Get inspired
I'm so happy
off
to
of
have
each
her
other.
In
so
the
it's
kitchen.
Really,
yeah.
really cool.
It's exciting. I mean, we have never worked together. I mean, we've been friends. I mean, what, like a year? Not even a year? Not even a year.
It doesn't
but we,
feel like
yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm. It's like we've known each other forever. But, like, we got in the kitchen, and it's like we worked together in the kitchen
chemistry.
For years. Yeah. It's like just a flow, you know, for us to work together. So it's really exciting to be able to work with
I
her.
Like being there. Like it's, we work.
And y'all have such a good energy together. Like I can tell like.
Do y'all get along or y'all fight in the back like on all the chef movies?
No.
Like on Burnt. Have you seen Burnt?
Well, I'm not
are you that kind of chef?
No. The complete opposite.
I just like, I love that this is. Yeah. It's obviously like her concept and everything, but she lets me be me too. You know, just not
that's
like
good.
My boss. Like she lets me, but I also respect.
No
her.
Micromanaging.
Yeah,
that's good.
I also respect like what you know that do like things like how she likes them done, but then she also like tries to give me
some creative space.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
for
always
sure.
important.
That's
you know,
cool.
I love being there.
So is that a what's the word? A myth, basically, that chefs are like that? Like assholes?
I mean, I've worked with some chefs that were assholes.
Yeah.
Like they think they're the shit.
Dropping no names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. For sure. I mean, they're out there, but I mean, things are changing.
Yeah, things are, I don't
things
know,
are changing. And I feel like now, not just in the industry, but like in general, it's like, it's a lot about the environment. Like you're spending there most of your time, like, people don't want to deal with
you got to be nice.
Yeah, of course.
People don't.
You want everybody
you
to
more than
along.
Your family.
There's
yeah.
so many
exactly.
options. You're just going to walk out.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Like,
and
why do you
want to believe
pressure
in stereotypes anymore? Because if they still exist, I guess we're breaking them because we're doing something really exciting and an amazing
cool.
project, and it's a kitchen run by a woman.
Right.
People think that because Evelyn is Hispanic, like she's gonna have it has to be like Latin infused.
Yeah, exactly.
Or inspired food, and she's not doing that. And she doesn't like it, and she doesn't have to.
And that's really refreshing because
she's, you know, she took all the time and to learn about this cuisine. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, try to do something like that.
Just
there's
to
a lot of
people.
Effort
yeah.
and time and work that was involved in learning about this cuisine, and what else? And we did it in like what a week, a month, not
I
even. So we broke all the rules.
So how long are you there?
That's good.
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's good. That's a long time.
But it's exciting. Like for us, I think our first service, our Friday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was. You have to like breathe, right? You're like, whoa, we're opening a restaurant. People are coming in. People are paying for us. You know, they're paying for this. They're paying for this experience. So, I mean, it's for us, we're just like thinking, just like, we got to work. We got to make it happen. We got to do this, do that. And then I remember like, we were slammed.
We were
slammed. I mean, we were like, we have the 30 seat dinner and then the bar is packed and we're just like, laughing.
Wow.
We're literally laughing.
That's crazy. Like we don't get mad. We don't like
it's just
slam
like,
things or get into like it's a really
that's when I feel like that for me that was just like
did you cry?
It's gonna work.
Yeah.
Did a tear come down your eye?
After a few cocktails at the
end. Oh, that, when things get like that, we just
when things get like rough and when we were like, okay, we are like busy.
Yeah.
We were just like, we're having a ball. We're like, oh my God. Like you want it to be like that. Yeah. This is what we wanted. Of course. We're working for.
You don't want it to be slow. You don't want a time to like have a chance to think about things. Yeah. You're just like, it's or so like fast. I mean,
things are happening, and you know, not everything goes as planned. Not everything's perfect, but for me, it's like the most important part is how do we fix it and how do we come back from that?
Of course.
Like, okay, well, you know, there's tonight always a learning experience. This didn't work out.
How can we improve?
How can we improve it? And on Saturday, our last dinner, it went so smooth. There's still things that need to be worked out, of course.
Because we acknowledge when we do something wrong.
This is not working.
This is not going to work. Let's do this. And we're always, like, we don't go and like, robot mode where we just, like, do things like, okay, let's do this and get it over. But no, like, our minds are always thinking of better ways to do things and faster way or, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you always, it doesn't matter what position you have. I mean, whether you're the dishwasher or the cook or a prep or any other job, like, just get on it and think about, like, how you can improve it, how you can make it better.
Everything's important to make it better. Every position is important.
And when you do that, you make everything run so smoothly and you enjoy your job so much more, and you have time to drink cocktails and do things like that.
At the end.
Because when you know, like, if you don't do things, work harder, work smarter, not harder. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And but, I mean, I feel like that energy from our kitchen definitely goes out to the dining room, and we just, I guess, like, ooze that when we're coming out, because we're like, I come out each course, and I mean, I was just running around cooking everything for this next course, and Victoria's helping me out, and I'm just like, okay, let's go. So I'm doing this, okay. I'm going outside, I'm like, hi, guys. So how was that?
You know, it's so funny, and then she comes, so cute, and then she comes back in the kitchen, she's like, okay.
So now we got to do the next course, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I know we're definitely, it's an experience.
That's such an adrenaline rush, right?
Like, yeah, it's adrenaline like, constant.
I love that.
But for us, it's just awesome. Like, it's an experience, and we're learning so much about, I mean, not just the restaurant, I mean, because we're running a restaurant, but about each other, about ourselves. Like, it's just an amazing experience, and I mean, we're just growing so much. And I mean, again, we just opened, so we're just so excited.
I know, we make it sound like it's been forever, but in a week, we've learned so much. Because basically, like, I go home, I go to sleep, I wake up, take a shower, and then go to the restaurant. And I've been doing that for, like, over a week straight. And I don't feel it. Like, I don't feel it.
Because you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
I'm physically tired, but I don't feel mentally tired. Yeah. Like, I'm excited to do it all over again the next day. And not many people get to do that. So I feel very lucky.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you had a lot of big food critics come through?
They're slowly starting to
come in. Other than the Instagram Sandler photo critics.
Yeah, we just had Eric Sandler. Yeah. So we'll probably hear it today. When does he drop?
What?
Culture Map?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm not. We're not in the food industry.
Okay, oh yeah. I'm sorry. but now we're learning because we're...
Well, he actually has a podcast, too.
Now, if we're talking Pandusa, then that's a different story. Yeah,
then we're experts.
Bad. I'm sorry. Okay, so, ¿qué era el nombre?
What is Eric Zindler.
Eric Zindler. Okay, shout out to Eric Zindler. Listen to our podcast. I hope you're going to listen. We'll tag him.
We'll tag you.
Yeah.
Who is he, though?
From Culture Map, you said?
Yeah, he's a food critic and writer.
Okay.
He's a podcast. What's Eric eating?
He was the host of the Culture Map Food Awards. What are they called? The Culture Map Awards?
Google.
Google.
Oh, I don't have my Google
home
here.
We're not that into, like... We're not that into, like...
Not yet.
You know, what everybody's like talking about.
And like, big awards for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was exciting for him.
Tastemaker Awards.
Yeah. Tastemaker.
Oh, that's very popular. Yeah.
He was the host last year.
Chris is in there. I'm gonna look him up.
But it's exciting. I mean, it's exciting that they're coming out and they want to try it.
Has Hector Garcia come through?
No.
He was there for the soft opening.
Yeah.
He's writing a review. He's still working on the review.
Oh, okay. Really? Coming.
He has to go
many
again.
Pages
dropping
is
soon.
He's waiting for weenies to be on the list.
No. No. Yeah.
Well, just do okay.
No more weenies.
So
block that account.
You keep working on that. Look,
I guarantee everyone who's listening to your show, Gabs, tomorrow they're gonna make weenie and eggs in the morning.
Post all your weenie and egg posts.
Yes.
On Miradela.
I'm gonna make it tomorrow, and I'm gonna take pictures, and it's gonna look amazing.
There's gonna be a hashtag trending.
It's gonna trend.
It may look amazing, but I don't know how it's gonna taste, Hector.
I'm going to make y'all some next time. Okay. How do I drop it off at the restaurant? In a foil? You want it in foil? Yeah,
foil wrap.
Or in a little paper plate?
Please use recyclable paper. Thank you.
I'm even going to include a paper straw. Not the plastic straw.
Why do I need a straw to eat a Winnie taco?
No, it's just extra, like for free.
Oh, it's in the house.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You never know when you're going to need a straw.
So what's y'all's favorite item on the menu? Coming up menu, that's, I guess, because it's changing
all the time.
No, we're
still working on the menu.
Okay, so on the bar menu. Yeah, on the bar menu. What's your favorite drink? What's something that you would suggest?
Because those will be standards. Those stay there.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
My favorite item on the menu from Evie, it's her... love everything, but she makes this really good and I'm trying to convince her to add it to the bar menu, and I hope it
el ceviche.
Yes, the ceviche. She makes a really good ceviche, and it's like yeah, I know. So to me, I love eating ceviche with tostada, because you get like the texture. I'm a texture person, so
me too.
She makes it with like a sesame rice crisp.
Ooh.
And then the ceviche's got lime and fish sauce and ginger and lemongrass and Thai chili.
Did I see a picture of that somewhere?
Probably.
It was on our first menu.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
It had like an avocado mousse.
Oh, and it's amazing. It's so that sounds so good. And then not only that, but like that rice sesame crisp. Mm-hmm. Not only that, it adds texture, but it also pops when you put the lime or the ceviche on any kind of liquid. It starts popping.
Yeah.
So you're eating and it's like popping in your mouth, and it's like so amazing. I love it. Please add it to the menu. Thank you.
Man, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too.
Are y'all open tonight? They're closed on Monday.
Okay, we're open tonight.
Yeah, we're here.
Y'all have keys? Y'all have keys to the building?
Of course.
Let's go.
Oh, we should have brought the show to them.
In the kitchen while y'all cooking weenies.
Well, not a weenie in sight, guys.
No, weenies at Decatur, okay? Don't be showing up asking for any weenie
This show is nasty. This show turned nasty real quick.
Cochinos.
No, I'm still
you're cochinita.
I'm still talking about
hot dogs. Well, cochinita is in the house, so what did you expect?
Do people get that mixed up with cochino?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You get the jokes all the time, I bet.
Yeah. More than often.
Oh, really?
Like, most of the time... people are like, oh, cochinita. Oh, I like that name. They make a joke about it. But then I had one time, this guy was actually like, no, it was a lady. She was like, do you know what that means, right? Like dirty? She was like, why would you pick that name like for food? Mm-hmm. Like dirty, like it's not a good idea. Yeah. I'm like, well, because it means cochinita pibil.
Yeah. The national dish.
Because that's my signature.
Let me educate you.
That's my signature dish. Yeah. Thank you. But also it has like a double meaning, as in like cochinita is not necessarily like dirty, but you know, dirty. So yeah. But not, I don't know. I mean, some people like it. Some people think it's weird. Some people think it's funny.
That's funny. I never even thought about that.
I had
that.
Never heard of it until I met you, really.
Yeah.
Well, no, and no, I had just to be, the I had name. To be educated. Like, I didn't think about that.
Oh, about like being
cochino?
Dirty.
I'm like, that's so silly. I'm like, come on.
But people are never pleased.
Yeah. So people will come up with the funniest
stuff. Because cochina means like dirty little girl.
Yeah,
but dirty girl.
Cochinita.
You know?
Cochinita is like a dirty, dirty little tiny little girl.
No, it means cochinita.
Very, very tiny.
Very tiny, dirty girl.
It's not even cochinita. It comes from cochinita and pibil.
Okay.
So it's called cochinita and company because instead of it, I don't just make cochinita pibil. I make cochinita pibil and other stuff. So that's why it's cochinita and company. Mm.
But hey, look, here's the deal. I don't care what it's called, man. Your food is so good.
As long as you serve those tacos I like.
When you, so are you, as you're doing this, you're not doing any more pop-up stuff? You're
too busy. I'm focusing on this as of right now.
How fun.
100%.
But y'all are still doing the women's creative dinner that I went to last month.
Yeah.
Are y'all doing that monthly? Working on her doing the main menu.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to. So with the way we've had two dinners.
Okay.
And she, I do a lot of like computer work, marketing, and all that stuff, like designing, and so she was focused on the menu, and while I was doing the other stuff,
like the branding and everything else.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not good at that.
I like
and
it.
We also had Dio of Desbeldi. She also helped us a lot during the first two dinners.
Mm-hmm. She's my really good friend from New York. She's awesome. She was she came down and helped us for like two months.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
So I did. I was doing the cocktail bites, and she did the menu. So this dinner that's coming up, I'm gonna be doing the menu.
I'm going to go to that. I have to.
And she'll do the little bite.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, but those light bites that you made at this last one, man, they were good.
They were pretty amazing. They were really good.
Oh, the aguachile, no?
It was on a little tostadita.
No, it was a shrimp
tostada. Yeah, the shrimp.
The shrimp tostada.
With the passion fruit habanero and the grilled pineapple.
So what is that event about?
It's so good.
It's a female.
Doyen's dinner. Well, Doyen's means... What does it mean? I'm just kidding.
Me mataste. So we just co-founded this dinner series that we don't know what it means.
In a beautiful space at that. Like, I love.
Yeah. It's our little baby. So like, okay, so I guess we can put it this way.
Backstory.
My thing is Cochinita & Co., and then she's doing the pop-up, the cater and her pop-up. Well, Ken Concepts. And Doyen's is like our little baby, and it's kind of like what both of us together. Like we have Mexican, and then we have the Southeast Asian inspired dishes.
Yeah, just combine it.
And it gives you an opportunity to get more creative in the kitchen with, you know, with the cater, she's kind of the featured chef.
Yes.
And then with your other pop-up, y'all are a little bit more free to do whatever you'd like, because this is y'all's own thing, right?
Yeah, it's our own thing, and we can do whatever we want. Like,
but there's a purpose to that this event, right?
Yeah.
So it's to like a women's creative
empower
dinner.
Women or...
Yeah.
Is it always going to be like
it's a creative
that?
Collective. I mean, we are not excluding men. Like, if a guy wants to go have dinner, they can
What's
go.
What's up? Where's my tickets?
It's $60. You
can buy one.
It's just random.
No, that was going to be my question. If you ever did anything that was like co-ed or anything.
I mean,
because it looks from the photos that I've seen, it looks beautiful.
It's an
beautiful.
Amazing event. We're so proud of it. We had we knew it was going to be good, but I mean the response that we had were amazing.
And it's limited space all the time, right?
It is. Yes. It's not a big party because we're trying to keep it intimate. We're basically it's not just having dinner. It's everybody introduces themselves. We talk about what we do and we just make connections.
We're working on. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, for us, when we first started putting this together, it's like, it was something that we wanted to be part of, and there isn't anything right now. So we're like, I want to go to an event where
so unique.
No, I will say this: there are some, but it's like you have to be somebody or know somebody, and then we hate that. Like,
that is like invite. It's like invite only.
Yeah, or like if they don't know who you are, they don't really like. Or you may be able to go buy a ticket, but you know you're not really feeling included. And we're not pretentious. Like, we're not like, anybody's welcome. And especially, we're actually doing it for the people that are just getting started and that don't know anybody because we want them to just go out
there. That
would
have been cool if I, you know, when I started
doing
pop-ups and just, like, could have met other creative, not just entrepreneurs, but creative women doing awesome things in Houston.
Just anything in general.
Anything in general. And then be able to make that connection. If something sparks in like the sense of like some collabs going on, that's amazing. Like, or just knowing about your events or what you're being part of, and we can go and not just help you out, but go support. You know. So I think
when our photographer that was at our second dinner, he had just started his own gig.
Yeah.
So you know he was there, I guess, practicing or like doing his first professional gig. And then we had a nutritionist that was just starting like her own business as a nutritionist. And she said when she was introducing herself, she said something about needing like a graphic designer to make like an actual logo. And we had a graphic designer there. And then there's people that are just wanting to get started, and maybe they don't have an idea or know exactly what they want to do, but they know that they want to like start their own business. And
it's just inspiring.
That's cool.
Like it's just cool to just meet other people. And even if like if I'm working on something or just getting that inspiration from someone else, because you see them working so hard and doing what they're doing, we're like, you know, that just like adds to me.
We
like
need to be all those inspired as well.
But you know what's like, so special about this, because it's the concept is a dinner. Like I know,
and it's
like,
a family style dinner too.
And with like HTX Boss Babes, it's a different environment, right? But we're doing the same thing, supporting local women. Yeah. Everybody tries to find connections and you know things like that. But with y'all, we get to sit down and talk to everybody, enjoy food, and that just opens conversation. You're enjoying good food. That already puts you in
cocktails.
A good mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you start with a cocktail hour with great drinks, right? And just the possibilities are endless, really, you know? And when I went, like, the vibes are so cool, and y'all are so open to, like, collab with people. Like, Girl Sesh was there.
Yes.
So I've met Meredith before. Awesome. Yeah. And that's so cool. So I want to talk to y'all about that maybe soon, about maybe collabing with y'all.
Of course.
With something like that. But I love y'all's dinner, and I can tell everybody was enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I love like watching everyone just like
vibe.
Just enjoying good food and good conversation.
So we're doing an anti-Valentine's dinner. I'm just kidding. No, we're not. That's our next theme. I'm just kidding.
With weenies and eggs.
Weenies and eggs.
I love that
we chop the weenies.
I'm like the rebel and just like, no, stop it.
Maybe a Galentine's.
They feel nice and
she's so sweet, and I'm like,
no, but yeah,
we balance each other, right?
Yeah, we do.
So when is y'all's next event for
Doyen's? I mean, we think probably February, right? Yeah. We were thinking February,
Okay,
and then we're right
February
next door.
14th.
No,
on the 13th, we're doing Galentine's.
Yeah, no, but then it's right next door.
Oh, I know, it's a Decatur, yeah. And I love that it's next door.
And that's
door.
How we—that's how I met Teresa, who's the
I
manager
met her
of the space.
And she's so sweet.
Sweetest.
She's so sweetest. Kind, and that space is just absolutely beautiful. So shout out to Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yes,
you're awesome.
We love you. She's awesome.
You're
she's
super so great. Super awesome.
Yeah, and then she like when we were talking super, about super. That, like the, when I had first met her, I was we were using her restroom from Decatur because ours was getting like remodeled. Mm-hmm. So then we were going next door. I was like, hey, can I use your toilet again? Sorry. I've been here for like 12 hours, you know? So I would go over next door, and then I finally met her because we had a key. So I like walked in there and I was like, oh, hey. I'm like, hi, sorry. They told us we could use your restroom or whatever. And she's like, yeah. And then we just started talking. So she's like, so like, who are you? I was like walking in there. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to be the chef of residency at Decatur, and we're working on this and that. And she's like, oh, my God, that's amazing. And then I asked about the space because it's an art art exhibit. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, yeah, you know, we actually want, other than art, we want to use this space as like an event space and have things going on and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I have an idea for this dinner, and we're actually looking for spaces. And we're currently working on this. She's like, oh, my God, that'd be amazing. Yeah, like, would love to help you guys out and all this stuff. And we literally, like, we maybe, like, 2 days later, I went and met with her again. And then I think within the week, we had
the
first
one. Week.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a full house. Yeah. I love that.
With sponsors and everything.
Hell like, we had a full house.
A full house.
Dude, that first dinner was gorgeous. Yeah. Like, you had... You had sent me a message like last minute. You're like, come, I have an extra ticket. And then I'm like, man, I can't go. And then literally like FOMO, like I felt left out because it looks so beautiful. I started getting everything on my feed, like all the pictures. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, why wasn't I free? I'm like, I can't miss the next one. Yeah. And the next one was amazing too. But I'm like, you know, this is a thing that a lot of people are going to want to go to. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not. I mean, I'm sure you're already feeling a good response already, but like this is y'all second dinner in or third dinner in so
no,
far
second,
or second dinner
we're working on our third
and I can't only imagine how much more people are going to want to, like, just mm-hmm. join in. Like, you know, like, yeah. response is going to even be better. We're so I need excited. To, like, yeah, y'all save me a ticket.
Yes.
I'll be going. I'll be there. Yes. I will be there. Yes.
And it's even, it's so nice because, like, I mean, we've even met other people from, like, the companies that are coming up to us and being like, we would love to sponsor you guys. We would love to work with you guys. So I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. Thank you. From it just being, like, an idea that we mm-hmm. put together in 1 month. And it goes from, I mean, our background is in pop-ups, but we attend events. We've never put one together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was awesome to, like, see it flourish. And we're like, oh, look at that. It turned out so good.
It was great.
Like, it's nice when your ideas come together and then, you know, they actually work out. I mean, some ideas don't always work out.
Of course.
But, like, this one, I feel like just the
idea
behind
it. And that's what I was talking about when I said, like, oh, you know, us being like working together helps a lot because you know, we have ideas, but she helps me like execute them, and you know, and we have great plans and a lot more things coming.
No, that's a good relationship to have, you know. You want somebody great.
And we're
to help you grow.
Yeah, and yeah. we're and we're not like sacrificing each other's, because I love Mexican food. I love mm-hmm. like my style, my concept, mm-hmm. and then I also love what she's doing. And, you know, well, right now I'm working for her, you know, but whatever project that we do together,
you have an equal.
Yeah.
Understanding.
We're,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're keeping each other's style and
respecting and each differences. Other's kind of space.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah,
without having to compromise anything. We're not compromising. If anything, we're just evaluating like our what we like, what we don't like, and then just trying to meet each other halfway. And that's
in the kitchen. Do you refer to her as yes, chef?
Yes, chef.
Is that how it is? I'm going off of what I hear in the movies. No. Oh, can y'all make the nice grilled cheese? Her favorite is the grilled cheese in the movie
Have
Chef.
Have y'all seen Chef? That movie uh-huh. Chef? Man, my favorite part in that movie. So it's a movie. What's the main actors?
Favreau.
It has Scarlett Johansson. Favreau. Yeah, that guy.
Last name is Favreau.
Yeah.
No.
Dan? No.
I don't know his name.
The one where he gets mad.
Oh, his name is John. John.
Yeah, he gets mad at the critic and like loses his shit.
He starts a food truck. With Leguizamo. Leguizamo's in there. The comedian.
Sofia. What's that?
The one with Sofia Vergara. I was thinking of the other one where he with I forgot his name. He's really cute.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's Burnt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that is Burnt.
Yeah.
No, but in Chef, he makes like this amazing grilled cheese sandwich.
There's a whole scene where he makes a grilled cheese.
Like, it just looks amazing the whole time. Like, this is my favorite part.
Can y'all make a mean grilled cheese?
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
What's the best?
What's your secret?
The recipe.
Cheese and bread.
Good bread. Good cheese.
But you know what I've tried, which is surprisingly really good? Instead of butter, using like a little bit of mayonnaise on the bread. And it's so crispy. I'm like, holy shit. This is like game changer. Yeah. But yeah, I was just thinking about that
movie.
It
looks so good.
Yeah. So good.
I love sourdough.
You have any tips? Any grilled cheese tips?
Sourdough bread.
Oh. Sourdough bread. I love sourdough bread.
What kind of cheese?
Cheddar cheese.
Or multiple cheeses?
Cheddar. I like pepper jack. I know, I'm so basic. But I like
peppers.
Like the real good pepper jack, like the one that tastes
spicy.
You know
what? Who has a really good grilled cheese? And it's actually on sourdough bread. Toot Sweet. Mm. So really? I went to Toot Sweet like...
$13 grilled cheese.
It's really good. For real. It was one of the best grilled cheeses I've had. But they put avocado and bacon in it. I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's my go-to place, though. I love to go there.
We were so mad. We weren't there to go work. And we couldn't find an outlet.
They need more outlets.
They're only upstairs.
Outlets.
We only have them on the benches.
And then that makes sense.
Take an extension cord.
Where you don't want to sit.
No. Look, take a 100-foot extension cord.
the big old orange one.
Just run it all the way across the room with some tape.
I mean, we do carry them around.
For real.
We're going to cause
a hazard. I'm sure y'all have that in y'all's car somewhere, because I know I do.
We got tables. We got tents. We got coolers. We got gas tanks. Anything you need, we have it already.
Pork. There's probably a pig head and a cooler.
Seriously. We got tacos in there.
We're gonna go to Toot Sweet, set up our tent outside.
I do have some random stuff in my car.
Do you?
Not gonna lie.
Forks, plates.
Like just randomly.
Hey, do y'all have a cool chef knife thing that y'all?
Oh yeah,
she gave me one. It's so pretty.
What do they call that?
A nice
chef roll. A knife roll.
Chef roll.
Y'all have a cool kit?
Knife roll. Knife roll.
Y'all have a cool knife roll?
Yeah, I don't have a cool knife, though. I lost mine, so I'm in the process of that.
Yeah.
So is that
I give her a roll.
Is that something that y'all, like, cherish, like, nice knives? Or what
They make a world of a difference.
Yeah.
Yes. They're really, like, it's...
It makes
you happy.
Such a big
difference. It makes me happy. Like, thinking about knives makes me happy. I don't know how that sounds to people that are not into like
I get so excited looking at knives.
I follow like knife accounts, like people that make
on Instagram. Is that what your feed is?
Yeah. Actually, I just a few months ago I'm getting one custom made, and then I know, and it's awesome because the chef maker is actually in Houston.
Okay.
I had been following him for a while.
They're beautiful.
And then I realized that he was in Houston. So I went, and it's like a year and a half wait for a knife.
Shoot.
So I ordered it. It's going to be a while.
It's being made in Japan by a ninja?
No, he makes it here.
She just said he's in Houston.
Here in Houston.
Well, but you know, like, he might say he's from Houston. He's, in, I mean, he's making these in Japan.
Forging
them out of steel that he gets from the volcano.
No.
I heard about this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't tell y'all.
No, but they look it up. You look at them and like look like work of art.
Yeah,
like the blade, not just the handle, but the blade too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Nice. Oh my god.
Well, it's almost like
Houston Edgeworks.
Edgeworks.
Like even for like hair dressers.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ooh, excuse
like
me.
You,
yeah,
you choose
the handle.
Everything.
What could you cut with that? Whatever you want.
Wieners.
Ooh, a lot of weenies.
Lots of weenies. Imagine cutting into that weenie with that knife.
Yeah.
Yep. Same size precision.
Yeah. Hey, from the movies, I've learned how to cut food like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and like holding.
Instead of like that.
Wait, and then holding your fingers so you won't cut your fingers.
Yeah. So you're while you're cutting the weenies, you cut your finger bad.
But you know what? I learned that from that movie. Is it Julia by Julia or Julia?
Oh, yeah.
Julie
and Julia.
Oh, she's cooking like through her book or something.
Yeah.
And then
she's
doesn't show up.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Julia.
See, I don't like
Julia Roberts.
Some shit. Well, I mean, it was real life, but that's some
wait,
shit.
No, that's the wrong Julia.
Julia Child.
Julia Child.
I don't like the ending of that movie.
Like, I know, it's so upsetting.
Because she dissed her, basically.
Oh, I know. That was so sad. I'm like,
I would be like, you know what? Like, forget you then, girl.
Yeah.
Your food sucks.
I'm like, oh man. But she made some really cool stuff.
They need to redo the ending.
It looked good.
But it was real life.
I know, yeah, but still, they should have redid it.
Very
made
true.
It, made it more
well,
happy.
She made a bunch of money anyway. She signed off to that movie.
Yeah.
True.
She's like,
she's happy.
She was still alive.
Right? She ended up getting what she wanted.
Was she still alive when that movie came out?
I don't think
no?
so.
No.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. She's so tall.
She is. Did you ever notice, what was the actor that played Julia Childs?
Meryl Streep.
Oh, she's so pretty.
I love her.
Yeah. Do you ever notice her shoes,
though? She has some huge ass shoes, right?
Yeah, so she can be tall. But I'm like, but she is kind of tall, I think, though.
I don't know.
But not Julia Childs.
But not like that. Not that tall. No. But yeah, her shoes are always like platform.
Old lady.
Yep.
That's very cute.
That's awesome.
Man, I love that movie. So any Valentine's Day plans?
No.
No? Because y'all will be working on Valentine's Day.
Working. That was quick.
That was mad
that
bitter.
Was so fast.
No.
Like, I don't want to have plans.
But y'all have something special at Decatur, right?
Yeah.
Gonna do
Chef
something.
Chef Ev is going to do a cooking class.
Yeah, we're going to do a cooking class.
Romantic.
Yes. Okay. And it's only like 16 spots, too. So it's. I mean, I like
when is the cooking
crews.
Class?
On
Valentine's.
On Valentine's.
Oh, at Decatur?
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's
so back, is it in the kitchen or out?
No, it'll be out in the dining room, but we have like little burners and we have like little
it's already
like,
set sold,
up
it's sold out
cool.
already?
No, I think they go, I don't think they're live yet, the tickets.
How much are they?
Good question.
All right.
Hector, remember. What are your Valentine's
No, I'm trying to help
plans?
Promote.
Yeah. I don't know yet, but it's going off live. Well, go online, thecaterbar.com.
Okay.
It'll definitely have like an event. It have an event tab, and it'll show the events coming up.
Yeah, I'd love to
share.
Yeah,
I'm going to be cooking weenies for everybody on Valentine's. Like, if you want
heart-shaped weenies.
Yes, heart-shaped.
by himself making heart shaped weenies.
There's for sale. It's called.
You're gonna sell
a weenie bouquet.
Weeniesforsale.com.
It's a weenie bouquet.
Yeah, weenie bouquet. I make a weenie out of heart.
A concha bouquet online.
Well, that I would be. I don't know if I would like a weenie bouquet.
Yeah, weeniebouquet.com if you want a weenie bouquet, everybody.
I want somebody to make a heart shaped conchas. Like, when is that gonna happen?
I know the rainbow ones happen. The unicorns.
Like, come on, El Bolio.
Get on that heart one.
Yeah. All you gotta do is hashtag and tag them, and they'll do it. Every time I see something, they're like on it. Like,
yeah,
yeah, they're real quick, but they're they need to work on some heart shape stuff.
Because I need stuff for my Valentine's Day.
Let's tag them.
My Instagram photo on what Valentine's.
We're probably gonna have heart shaped conchas by Valentine's.
By Valentine's, I'm pretty sure. I hope so.
And you go. They're gonna credit for that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be done.
I need a piece.
It's gonna be done.
I'm working on that sponsorship.
I know.
Hey, El Bolillo. I need some sponsored
and some heart shaped conchas.
Yeah, heart shaped conchas. So I can go give y'all some on Valentine's. Yes.
We'll be working.
Yeah, but I'll surprise y'all with a bouquet.
It's normally what happens.
What day is Valentine's this year? What day?
It's during the week.
Is it like Wednesday or something?
I don't know.
That's how much we care about it.
It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday. I got it.
No, it's a Thursday. That's not a bad day.
Gideon.
It's a good day. Get the weekend started.
That's cool.
Well, that's
exciting.
I don't
really celebrate it.
No, you know what?
What was that?
I think I love...
Siri?
I love going to Walgreens and seeing all the Valentine's Day stuff. And
I love
it.
Going the next day and you get 50%
And then you get all the chocolate.
Look what it picked up.
Are you the wind beneath my wings?
I guess hey, we Siri. Say that we're in love. Yeah.
When is Valentine's Day?
It's on...
Valentine's Day is on Thursday, February 14th, 2019.
Thursday, hey.
Hey, Siri. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Not
sorry,
you.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh. No sabe.
That's a good response. She said bye boy.
She just dissed you.
That's her way of being like, I'm not going to be with you, am I? Yeah.
take
you and your little weenies gone and get out of here.
Okay, well, Gideon, so I'm so happy that y'all came on the show.
No, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for coming
here.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We had a great time.
Yeah. So Decatur is open
Tuesday through Sunday.
Through Sunday, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the reservation part
is Fridays and Saturdays. Seating's at 6 and 8:30.
Okay, so how can they find Decatur on Instagram? What's y'all's handle?
Decatur Bar HTX.
Okay, and then
right, HTX Houston, Texas.
And then your concept for your chef?
Kin Concepts.
And Victoria?
Cochinita Co.
Okay. And then me at Miradela. And Hector Garcia at Hector Garcia at New Creative at Dog Pop at Puppies for Breakfast and a million
and
other.
And my new one, I just started. Oh. I just
which one?
At Weenie's Bouquet.
And Doyen's.
I just Doyen's.
Oh, and Doyen's too.
Yeah, at
best
Doyen's.
Of luck
at Doyen's.
Oh yeah, doyensdinner.com.
Yeah. So we'll.
I just said .com. We don't have a website.
We're working on it.
What am
soon.
I doing? Oh, yeah.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Next thing on the to-do.
Yes.
The make ever-ending sure to-do list.
It is limited seating, so as soon as we announce our next dinner, be sure to buy a ticket because we will sell out.
Mm. Yes, definitely. I'll be sharing stuff on my Instagram account, Miradela, too, to help y'all promote. So y'all send anything my way, I'd love to just share. Because I'm going to be there, so you can come hang out with us.
Yes.
And invite me for drinks at the Decatur Bar because I'll be there. Come buy me a drink, sugar daddy. Any sugar daddies out there? Hello, Valentine's Day.
You're all welcome.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for everybody
for tuning in.
Thank you. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye. Say bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, boy.
Adios.
Bye. The one boy.